You ready? You got tea ready and you're comfortable. And...
Tea's out.
Yeah. What do you want to say? Do you want to introduce this one?
I don't want to.
Hello. Generic intro.
Yeah. John, just as if we've introduced it, and then if it comes to me, I'll just do it.
Sorry, what?
John, just carry on as if we've introduced it, and if it comes to me,
I'll introduce it. We'll do just basic intros, and if you feel like if your thing comes up, we'll do it at the end. If you think of something, we'll do it because we can record it separately now.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it working? Yeah. All right. Okay. So, hello and welcome to the very first first episode of Unprofessional. My name is Emilio, and I'm here with.
Oh, I thought you were saying
name. No, I was going to... No, you have to talk at some point, Callum. I thought, you know.
I'm Callum Smiles.
You're going to go as Smiles on this one, or you're going to go as Callum?
Everyone calls me Smiles, don't
they? I'll call you Smiles.
Only my parents call me Callum.
It sounds like a podcaster's name as well, doesn't it? Smiles.
I think it works, but yeah. Weirdly enough, it's opened so many doors for me.
Is it really?
It's just a good talking point.
It is catchy, isn't it, to be called just Smiles? It works quite well, yeah.
Yes, I'm... This is when we first went to uni.
Yeah.
And they saw, like, obviously, you join one of the clubs I've joined the rugby team. And they, we went the first train, so we like, oh, you're Arsh, Callum Smiles. And he went, that's your actual name. I thought I was just one of them bent things people put on their Facebook when they're 13. Like, no. My surname's Smiles.
It's a good last. Mine's Cavaciuti, and no one can pronounce Cavaciuti.
No, but what is it really?
Oh, no, my full name.
It's Kev a fucking Chewy.
Oh, Kev a fucking... Oh, right, yeah. That's what you look cool here, Kev a fucking Chewy. I don't know. It's a good name. Like, I'm proud of it. I love the name, but it's a mouthful, to say the least.
You know you're dyslexic?
Yes.
Can you spell Kev a Chewy?
Yeah, no, I had to learn. It's a tough one, to be fair. You know, just. I used to spell just with a G. So I used to say gust. Yeah. So I say I'm just going down the shop, like, or I text someone saying I'm just going to be 5 minutes, and my friends loved it. They thought it was the stupidest thing on the planet. We were introducing those when I went off a tap. Yeah, that's why I was unprofessional, mate. That's why I was
calling. Yeah, yeah.
So we decided to do a podcast because we're both kind of out of work actors, and
we are out of work actors.
Speak for yourself. I did a Pepsi commercial a few weeks ago. So
did you?
Yeah, for FA Cup final. Yeah. Did a thing with Pepsi.
You never said that.
I did say that, but yeah.
I've been in your house, Emilio, about an hour or now.
Yeah, probably. And oh yeah, but it wasn't very big. It wasn't very big. It wasn't like a big thing. There was like, I was a VR guy on the VR guy in the back cheering. So when you scored a goal in like this VR experience with Pepsi, I'd appear in the back going, come on, son, get in there. Which, you know. But yeah, it's kind of it.
Yeah, sticking with this for a moment. You say not very big. It's Pepsi.
Oh, no. That's what's really cool. Like, I get to put Pepsi now on my acting showreel, CV thing. Yeah. It's cool, isn't it?
For some, yeah. Yeah,
really, you know, could be worse.
I feel like I should be doing Unprofessional on my own now.
Well, I don't, you know, that's pretty much, that's all I've done, pretty much. I did one play where I played an arm. did I tell you about this?
I think you have mentioned this before, yeah.
It's a one-woman show, and they had a part where they were going to use a fake, like, mannequin's arm, and then they said, we want a real arm, so they invited me along, and I played an arm. I literally stuck my arm through a curtain and was an arm the whole week. Yeah. Played and make profit, and I didn't end up getting paid for it. But, yeah, it was good fun. The people there were really good, so I enjoyed myself, but, like, you know, played an arm. I've got that much.
Hand commercials from it? I mean, have you seen things that actually... They on like Spotlight and all that.
Yeah,
they actually look for people who've got like nice hands.
Yeah, no, they do. They look for everything, don't they? Now, like, it's amazing what you can find on those kind of websites.
Yeah,
like they ask for pretty much all the like they don't want actors anymore. They want people. Like a lot of the time, they'll ask rather than having like I don't know an actor with an actor who can convincingly tell a fake story. They'll just find people with a story. Like a lot of the ones in casting call, they're all we want someone who's. Is a football fan of Tottenham, and then they'll go, right, so you actually have to be a Tottenham fan. We want to hear your actual experiences. They don't want an actor to just kind of read something, which, you know, means, you know, you end up with very little work because there's only so many things you can be, and they kind of want you to be a bit of everything.
Joe, I really wish I didn't want to be an actor.
Yeah, no, it's it's a shitty career to be.
It's so shit.
Oh, it's shit. Oh, the word, yeah, it's not good. And then I've got like people around here, so I knew people growing up that have done really well now. They're actors as well, and they've done I don't want to say they are because obviously I don't know if they'll still think of me as a friend. And I said I'm a friend, and they go, I don't know him.
We're just leeches, aren't we?
But yeah, but no, I don't, there are people that have done really well now, and it's like, you know, you go, damn, fucking bastard. It's like they've done really, really well, and you're like, oh, I'm still kind of plodding along doing bits and pieces.
Well, that's a bit like with one of our course mates, and he got a that theatre gig in Sweden.
Oh yeah, I know the one. Yeah.
Obviously, I was happy for him, but I mean, I've never resented the man so much.
Tell me about it. They get to go off to Sweden, have a good time, get paid. You know.
Meanwhile, I live in a shed in my mum's garden.
Plus, you know, it's like, you know, it's Sweden. It's full of just models, isn't it? Isn't that the IKEA models? That was some money dropping out of my pocket.
It's just behind there.
Just behind there.
There we go.
That's riveting entertainment there for you guys listening.
Yeah, so have you got...
Hold on. I'll edit that out. Just right. Make a note of that.
Probably for the best.
Probably for the best. We're just going to talk about general shit. We might talk about politics and religion at some point, because Callum can't resist. But if
that
we do...
That little disclaimer in there.
Yeah, little disclaimer. Do you know, because I'm worried, because I've heard you go off on like proper rants before.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, I've heard you do the same. So
I did,
like,
I did.
I mean, I think that's possibly why we know we, of all people at uni, didn't fall out once over 3 years.
Yeah, we didn't. We're both equally ignorant.
We're just bastards.
Yeah, we are. Well, you know, so I put that disclaimer because, you know, none of the political opinions we have here are...
Don't let that put you off.
Yeah,
we do need the viewers.
We do.
Otherwise, we'll never get sponsorship.
Yeah, we want to get sponsored.
So,
who do you want to get sponsored by? I asked you first. Go on.
Oh, that's a good one.
Fancy a Porsche? Supposed to buy a Porsche or like Ferrari or something?
Aldi? Yeah.
You're sitting high then, are you?
No. Greg's.
Oh, even better. Really,
so if
Greg's
are listening to this,
yeah,
that is my dream.
Greg's aren't going to sponsor us, mate. We're, you know.
How do you know?
Because I know us, I know what we're going to talk about, and they're not going to want anyone near it.
All right, I love Greg's. There you go.
All right, well, you know, if you're going to aim for a supermarket, I'd go M&S.
Yeah, Waitrose. Of course you would, though.
Yeah, no, I live in Surrey, mate. Of course I would.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the high
end. I found one of them Mars bar brownies on the floor on the dog walk today. Not going to lie, one of the best things I've ever eaten.
You actually ate it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Was it wrapped up, or was it...
I mean, okay. I don't know if it was still sealed. To be fair, it looked like...
This is why we're not going to get sponsored. When you're like, Greg's, sponsor me, I'll eat food off the floor. They're going to go, that's not really the kind of message we want, is it?
You haven't been to towns where Greg is rife.
Yeah, well, that's the point. So,
the packaging, the way it weathered, I'd probably say... Time of drop.
You've actually taken time on this, though. It's not like...
Time of drop, 2004 to 2006.
Yes.
Like, but
Jesus
it was
Christ.
Brilliant. If Mars are listening as well, and you don't do brownies anymore, bring them back.
But they're not going to do that, though. Mars, it's so good, you can eat it off the floor. Like, they're not going to be like,
That's it.
Well, that's
We've just made their next ad.
No, because no one's going to want to do that. It's like, you know, who's going to eat a food off the floor? I mean, to be fair, I have done that, but...
I've eaten food off the floor.
But like not like random food off the floor.
Cake that was freshly put in the bin. Oh.
See, but that as long as it's not too... like fresh cake like on the bin, I wouldn't do it. But if you like, you put like something in the bin in a wrapper and you take it out immediately...
To be fair, it was like... So this is where I used to work. So it was like, it wasn't a dirty bin.
Yes, it's not.
It was like,
bin.
I don't know, it was kind of on top of some paper as well. So like from like the till.
Still not probably the best thing to do, is it?
If you had this cake, you would eat off the floor. You'd eat out of a puddle. Have you ever worked in a restaurant?
No. Bars, me. I'm not a restaurant guy.
Did they do food at the bar?
No. It was a nightclub bar, so it was all kind of drinks.
Well, I was going to ask, have you ever eaten off the plates you were taking back in the kitchen?
No. But... I had a friend that he worked at a restaurant around here, and he used to get free meals every night by eating off the plates.
I used to, I think when I worked at a restaurant...
It's a very studenty thing to do, isn't
it? I probably had the shits twice a month.
Jesus. Again, we're never going to get sponsored. What
Well, I mean, when there is Chateaubriand.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. £40 a plate, and they leave it there. I don't want to know. You've got to have it.
I don't want to know. Thank you very much. Yeah, we talked what we'd introduced it, didn't we? I'm just trying to remember if we've gone.
Yeah, we had.
We haven't really got a topic. We're kind of just going to talk about whatever.
We're just chatting, really, aren't we?
But I want to make sure we've had the right introduction first off. Because we listen to a lot of podcasts, don't we, really? I mean, me and you. We listen to... You went to watch one, didn't you, last night? You went to a live show?
Yeah, Atletico Mints.
Yeah,
I would highly recommend listen to them.
If they're listening, Jesus Christ, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? We're big fans of them, to be fair.
Well, I got a like from Andy Dawson today on...
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you get a like for?
I told him his tits look splendid in the flesh.
To be fair, I mean, you know... I don't know if anyone's not listened to the podcast, definitely do. But they make a point of discussing his tits on a regular basis.
It's stupid, isn't it? It's the best, one of the best things to listen to.
Well, there's a lot of them. We listen to loads, though. Because you just started listening to...
My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yeah, and I've listened to that for a long time, but that's a great podcast.
Yeah, that is brilliant.
That's a good one as well, isn't it? Yeah.
Trying to explain to like a 70-year-old woman this morning at the train station, she asked me why I was laughing so hard.
Explain this, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I was sat at the train station laughing my arse off, and the woman taps on the shoulder and goes, excuse me, what's that used to do? It's very funny. And she looked like, just a classic grandma.
Like your grandma, she looks like your grandma, yeah.
And there's no right way to explain to her, and you're laughing so hard at...
What? A
son reading his dad's porn. Not that he is in, that he wrote.
It's a great
and she went off in a disgusted manner and sat at the other end of the train we got on.
Well, yeah, like I said, this is not probably sponsor friendly. but they've got sponsors. That's what I mean. They've got sponsors. They talk about porn all the time and they've got sponsors.
Yeah, so I mean,
so you know, world is our oyster, Callum. Smiles. I'm probably gonna call you Callum.
It'll come out. We are.
But yeah, we're big podcast fans, so we thought we'd try and do one. And you know, there are a lot, because there are a lot of bad ones out there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've listened to them, but there are lots of them where we have nothing to talk about, but at least we've got kind of acting to fall back on. Like, we've got a shared interest. But a lot of people will just talk about superfluous crap a lot of the time, like, which we will talk about. I don't know. I'm trying to justify this while saying we're better than everyone else, but we're doing the same thing.
Let's not tell them. Let's just not say we justify it. Let's just justify it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, let the time be the talking.
Oh. So what do you want to talk about then, Callum? We've got to think of a topic to discuss.
Greg's is out the window, isn't
he? Greg's out the window.
We've done that one.
Well, I don't really eat Greg's. Obviously, down south, we have more sophisticated palates.
You've got Reeves, haven't you?
Oh, no, there are Greg's, but I just don't eat them. So.
You have to have one.
I've had a sausage roll every now and then. But Greg's, for me, it's more ice buns. You know, like, it's like sweet stuff, like cookies. Yeah. And like, we don't really have, like, pies aren't a bigger thing down here, I don't think. Pies and like sausage rolls and all that stuff. I mean, we'll have them, but they're not like as a staple. Like, when I went up north, like, people had them all the time.
Where'd you got that before we left Preston? Did you open that Pound Bakery?
Pound Bakery in Preston?
Well, and it's not apparently in Preston. It's like, it's kind of like Greg's, like, new rival.
Oh, yeah. I haven't been there. I didn't go.
Pretty good.
Really?
Pretty good. I'd recommend it.
Yeah, I'm not going back to Preston though. I made an oath when I left. I said I wasn't going to go back, and I'm going to try my hardest not to. I mean, I will go, there are things that will draw me back. Like we've got friends that still stay there and stuff. But like, once I was out, I wanted to stay out.
I can't resist it. That cheap lifestyle.
Well, no, it's good fun. It's good fun. It's just, you know, it's pretty miserable. It's nice, and it's not as bad as everyone makes it out to be. Like, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good stuff happening there, and the fact that it's really cheap is good fun, and the people there are quite nice, but it rains all the time.
Oh, yeah, I think all the time. Second wettest city in the UK?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's like, you know, you can't leave the house most of the time.
But then again, cheapest student city in the UK.
It is very cheap.
Although, I actually used to quite like it when it rained in Preston, because, so obviously, you know, walk through the streets, bit of a shit. I love the place. Bit of a shithole in it.
Well, that's what I was trying to double back, because I said it bad. And I was like, I actually do like it there. I just like moaning about it more.
But I remember walking back from uni the other day, and I saw someone try and mug someone.
Yeah.
And it's glorious sunshine. But
when it's rain, they don't come out.
Yeah, mugging's a seasonal sport. Like, you don't want to go out and mug it and get wet. It's just not feasible. because it's an opportunist thing. So you got to wait.
Yeah,
you've got to stand around and get wet. So I used to always think, like, you know, if there's anything I need to do, I went out when it was raining.
I like the rain as well, but like I like a break from the rain. You know, I don't want the rain every single day. Like, and even when it's not raining, it's like damp. It's always like there's always like an air of kind of
wetness. There's a puddle somewhere, isn't there? There is a puddle.
There's always a puddle in Preston. Let's put it that way. We do like Preston, by the way. We just like moaning about it more. You know, it's fun to moan about the places you like, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, that's why we all moan about England so much. Just because it's why English. It's because we like it so much, I suppose. Well, I'm not full English. I'm half Italian, so I'm kind of torn between the two.
My dad calls you Giuseppe.
Yeah, Giuseppe. Yeah, a little bit racist.
Just because he knows it's an Italian name, but it's like the striker Jordan Rhodes, who was at Middlesbrough. He can never remember his name. It was always Justin, to the point where it just kind of stuck. So even me, my brother, dad, brother,
we call
him Justin Rhodes now. Yeah. So you're Giuseppe. It's just an Italian name that's easy remembering it.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mind.
It was that or Dolmio.
Dolmio, yeah. I've had that a few times. But I'm not even full Italian, I'm only half. Like my dad's full Italian, he doesn't get it half as much as I do. I think it's because, you know, I'm more kind of English about it.
Italian with like a French name, isn't it?
Yeah, my dad, yeah, Pierre, yeah.
Pierre.
But Pierre Luigi, it's not like the French, but yeah. Oh, well.
I was trying to think, could it go the other way around, but it wouldn't work.
Hey, Luigi Pierre, no, it wouldn't be great, would it? Yeah. Let's talk about something. Let's find a topic, because we've kind of gone off track again.
Off track's going to be on track, isn't it?
what about films? Have you seen any good films recently as an actor? Any like one that's... I'll kick the mic. Hold on.
I've been watching that Preacher. It's not a film, it's a show.
The one on Amazon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just brilliant.
See, I've only watched the first few episodes of it. I lost interest just because there's so much stuff. I end up watching other things. But I remember it was good. It was good fun. I enjoyed it.
It's another thing. It's just a bit stupid, which I thought was great. and it's quite dark humour, which obviously that's the thing we're into.
Yeah, dark. No, I think dark humour is more... You have to be... Like, if you appreciate it, I think it takes a lot more to appreciate it. Because obviously you have to understand the nuance in it.
Yeah.
Because it's quite... I mean, don't get me wrong, it's quite easy for dark humour to go too far. Yeah. But if you get it right, then it's more... I don't know, I think it's more enjoyable in a way. I'm trying to justify laughing at bad things, which is something you can't really do.
Just laugh.
Yeah, that's it. Well, yeah.
But I think all the bad, worst times, it should be a laugh. It's like, I've already kind of a bit planned my funeral. And to the point where I'm a bit gutted, I won't really be there.
You don't want to be, that's the worst
thing. It's going to be a laugh. Like, I think everyone's got to come in fancy dress.
Okay, right. I
want at least one Jimmy Savile fancy dress. Jesus. That'll be brilliant.
You went as Jimmy Savile for Halloween, weren't you?
Yeah, uni.
The girl you were with was a schoolgirl. Yeah. Probably that wasn't the best.
Joe, I did think I might have got a bit, you know, a few like, oh, what a wanker.
I didn't think you'd get in.
But I was the most popular person in Lancashire that night.
People find it funny, but I didn't.
It
was in poor taste, to be fair.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of alcohol at my funeral.
I'd imagine.
Caught crying, got to drink two fingers, but yeah. She's got to, yeah.
You've got drinking rules.
Yeah. It's going to be a drinking game at my funeral. And just, there's no time limit. It's going to be it's a free day.
Yeah.
Everyone's invited to come up and talk.
It's rather elaborate, isn't it, this thing?
It's just going to be a lot of fun.
It's just like a festival. Callum Smiles Day.
Yeah. And, you know, at the end of it, there's going to be a photo booth where you can take pictures with me.
With me. You're like, frozen like that with thumbs up.
Yeah.
So I'm the opposite. I just want, just chuck me away. I'm done.
By all means, I really don't care what you do.
Harvest what you can and chuck the rest away. I mean, there's not a lot to harvest. I mean, I'm pretty in bad shape. But, like, you know, take what you can and chuck the rest away. It just doesn't matter.
We're 22-year-olds with dad bods, aren't we?
Mate, tell me about it.
Slouching on the couch.
All my friends are, like, semi-pro footballers. Like, they all, like, you know, go to the gym, work out. I play video games. Like, they go to the gym, they're like, oh, do you want to come down? I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm playing Overwatch for the third time. You know.
I found because it's like quite nice and warm, so like a lot of our meals at home we'll have outside in the garden.
Yeah,
and we've got one of them blow up hot tubs. We call it the Chab's Bar.
Yeah.
I spend every day in that, and I'll get out of that for my tea. So I'll be sat there in just my shorts. Yeah. And it's like, it's almost if I'm scared, it's like a comfort thing. I'll just sit and stroke my belly. But it's just like, I'll just sit there. I'll just sit and just stroke my belly. It's... Oh, I need to get out more, I think.
I mean, I need to just do something. Spend most of my time sitting around and sod all. Yeah. Oh, well.
But yeah, dad bods are the in thing.
They are in, though. That's the thing. People like them.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get, like, I remember, because we had a lot of girls in our course. I remember talking to them about it, because obviously it'd come up every so often. And they were saying it's like a kind of security thing. It's like, if you go out with a guy who's super ripped, you feel like you have to be, like, working out and super healthy. But if you date a guy who's got a big fat belly, like, you've got he's worse. You want to date someone who's worse than you, basically.
Like, I reckon... Oh yeah, so you want to be the reacher, don't you?
Yeah, you want to be the reacher. You don't want to be the settler. Yeah. Oh no, the settler. You want to be the settler, not the reacher.
Oh really? I want to be the reacher.
Oh no, yeah. As a guy, you want to be the reacher. Yeah. I mean, as I was talking about the girl, obviously from the girl's perspective, they want to be the settler. I mean, as a guy, it's obvious. You always want to be punching above your weight. If you're ever, I mean, don't be wrong. Being on the same level is fine, but it's quite rare. But you always want to aim up, don't you?
Oh yeah.
Sounds a bit misogynistic talking about it like this, but it makes sense. I mean. But, you know, we haven't said what aiming up means. Aiming up doesn't have to mean necessarily just the most attractive. It could be in, like, personality.
Solid four and a half for us, isn't it?
I mean, I'd take a two. I'd take a two. You're joking me. As long as I can have a good conversation, I don't give a crap. I mean, look at me. What can I expect? I'm lucky I can get on the spectrum, mate, for fuck's sake. You're joking. Do they make negative numbers? You know. But, yeah, you know, I think, you know, I think the dad bod's a kind of security thing. I think people feel like it's, you know, it's someone who's comfortable with themselves enough to kind of just be what they are, in a way.
Just comfortable sitting in your garden, stroke your belly.
But it's dangerous. I think exactly, yeah. But it's dangerous because you can go too far. Like, if you become, like, being too fat, it's not just an unattractive thing, it's a health thing as well.
Yeah. Well, so I went to America for a week.
Yeah.
I put on like 4 kilos.
Oh, America's absurd. Like, I'd be dead if I was in America. The amount I eat here.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If I went to America, just the portion sizes are
absurd. Well, it's like as soon as we landed, we went to is it Five Guys?
Yeah.
My uncle raised, but I was a bit disappointed. I thought it was one of the strip clubs. But
off the plate to a strip club.
Oh, yeah, I could eat Five Guys, right?
Not all right.
And
that's getting cut.
I ordered small fries, my burger. Because obviously, I kind of had a bit of an inclination what the Americans are like.
Yeah.
It was huge.
Oh, it's massive, mate, yeah.
Like... Oh, and this woman came in, like, you know how they like say cankles, like we can't see your ankles.
Yeah,
I couldn't see her knees.
Just like this flesh blob. Yeah, he's like
you know on Mario, like the mushrooms,
the Goombas.
Yeah, another one of them, only 5'8".
It's
out.
I mean, the thing is, we can talk about it because we're fat. Like, if we were thin, this would come off as like fat shaming. But because we're fat, we can talk about this. It's like Ricky Gervais. I'm a big fan. Like, he talks about being fat all the time, and he says all the time he's like, he hates being fat. People should like bully him in the street when he's fat because he hates it. And everyone's like, oh, you know, you have to be nice to fat people. It's like, no, like, if you're fat, you're fat.
Yeah, there's like, no point definitely don't sugarcoat
but either you're comfortable enough with it that you don't care, in which case, you know, that's not going to annoy you. But the only people that get annoyed about it are insecure because they know being fat isn't good.
Yeah.
Like, don't be wrong, I'm not saying like be stick thin, like be a comfortable middle weight. Like, there's a comfortable middle which everyone seems to forget. They think if you're moaning you want them to be like stick thin. Now, there's a comfortable middle you can be. But like, you know, being fat is unhealthy, it's uncomfortable, you know. But if you're fine with that, then you know, you won't be getting worried. The people who moan are the people who know deep down they're not happy with what they are. Which, you know, they force it. It's what happens now all the time. But yeah. Which, you know, I don't want to come off as fat shaming. That's my problem. I don't want to offend people. Obviously, this is going out to the world, and we've got acting personalities we have to kind of maintain to kind of get us jobs. So I don't want to be too outspoken.
Too late. It's gone.
It has gone.
There you go. We've just alienated half the casting directors. Well, only the big ones.
The big ones.
Nah, he'll be fine.
I hope we're quite fair in what we say. Like, because we don't want to come off as like, you know, insulting people for the sake of it.
That's what
I'm talking about with the bad podcasts I mentioned earlier.
Yeah,
that's what they tend to do. They tend to be very opinionated and just throw stuff which is really kind of either wrong or just very offensive for no good reason at people. And we want to kind of try and be in that happy middle ground, don't we? Where we offend no one but make everyone laugh. But I don't know if that's possible. So we'll have to wait and see. I don't know.
Fuck it.
Just tell fat people to go away.
No, don't we?
We no, really we don't. Want, we love fat
we
people.
Really want that Greg sponsorship.
Yeah, we really do. We need the listenership as well. We've got... It'll just be our mums listening to it.
Yeah.
Oh. But yeah, what were we talking about before then? Before we started talking about fat shaming?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Eating. It was dad bods, wasn't it?
Oh, that was it. Yeah, dad bods. And me stroking my belly.
You stroking your belly?
He was sat in my garden.
Yeah, well. I don't know. I mean, I don't think I've got a dad bod. I think I'm just on the other side. I think I've gone too far the other way. I'm slightly too tubby to be a dad bod. Right, Dab, you've still got to kind of have a bit of... You've got to go to the gym and have a bit of a ripped physique to have the dad bod as well, don't you? It's like... It's
actually just around here, isn't
it? Yeah, just the... It's a beer gut. It's like... It's a bit more than the beer gut because you've got the tits as well. You know what I mean?
Tits to spare.
Tits to spare. No, but the dad bod's a bit more kind of refined in a way.
It's strong, isn't it?
It's strong,
the dad bod is like...
It's chubby but big, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a shaved gorilla.
I'll take that. That's a good analogy, isn't it? Right, well,
could you imagine that a long leap?
So have you not seen the picture? They do that with animals, like a shaved bear. Have you seen that?
Oh no, I meant like.
Oh, you mean actually
to our left, we've got Rick.
Oh, Rick.
46
oh,
from Solihull.
I went a completely different way to you.
Yeah,
you were talking about putting like fat men in cages, whereas I was talking about shaving animals. Yeah. But no, but like they do that. They shave animals. Like, I've seen pictures of it, like where they have like a shaved chimp, and it just looks like it's ripped, like monstrously ripped.
Jesus.
And like a shaved bear looks like a saggy, like a bear but like saggy fur, and it's like it's weird. You should see animals without fur. It's a weird thing to Google.
Do you have a brew and listen to this?
Yeah, definitely. Go on. I'm gonna pause. I don't know. Do you want to start us off, Callum? Find someone to talk about.
Well, to all you on the, the London commuter route, if you've seen my posters at Greatley train station, I hope you're going to enjoy this.
Yeah, Callum wants to put up posters at train stations.
Well, where else are you going to find followers?
Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't think you can do it. I don't think you're allowed to just walk up and put a poster up at the train station.
Oh, there's many things you're not allowed to do.
Yeah, but I want to kind of get arrested for putting a poster up on a train station. If I'm going to go out in a blaze of glory, I want to go out in something more adventurous.
To be fair, it's that pathetic a thing in modern day policing that that's probably something they chase us for. Have you seen that car? Not that car. Them two cars on Sussex Police.
No, but Sussex Police. Why would I know Sussex Police? I live an hour and a half away.
Well, because everyone's on Twitter these days. I think you might have seen on there.
What? Yeah, I don't follow Sussex Police.
Neither do I, but I got a link to it. Anyway, basically, two cars painted to look... I don't know what they went to look like, actually. Well, it's for Pride, anyway.
Okay, yeah, okay.
They spent 750 quid out of their diversity budget.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because, obviously, in this day and age, you need a budget to not be a dick. Yeah, and... Oh, the comments were brilliant. They were just glorious. That was a good half-hour entertainment.
Take the mic out of there.
Oh yeah, there was the best thing was that obviously there was some police officers from Sussex who then, you know, they'd be like somebody would like take the piss out of the car and they'd be like, you've just been reported to it, and it's like you're just kind of proving people's points saying that you've just been a bit shit.
No, it's a bit silly now, isn't it? I mean, you can't really do much anymore. Like everything's policed, everything's but you know, I think it does come out of a place of you know, trying to protect people, but obviously it goes too far, I think, a lot of the time.
Well, so I'm thinking now that they're not protecting real people, as in like whilst trying to protect feelings getting hurt,
yeah,
the house at the end of the road's getting robbed.
I mean, I think in a sense, I think there is a lot of that going on, but I think at the same time, I think a lot of that stuff comes out of you have to set the rule for the, you know, you're only as fast as the last person, you know, you have to make sure that they can keep up in a way.
Yeah.
So there are, like, it's hard because obviously we're, I don't say intelligent people, but we're not, you know, fucking idiots. You know, but there are people who are fucking idiots. And you have to kind of like, you know, make sure they put a helmet on before they go, you know, on a motorbike and make sure they wear their seatbelt. And they have, you have to put these laws in place to make sure that these people don't, you know, kill themselves.
Oh, but then I just think that that's just, it's evolution. I mean,
no, yeah, no, I get,
but it's like I've just been to, so at work, I was asked to find a way to maintain the car park, you mm-hmm. know, with like cutting all the stuff back. And I give them the idea, I was told they had a £250 budget, and I found a £30 cordless edge trimmer. And I said to the boss, went, there you go, this is great, we've got one at home, it's brilliant. Whoever's doing it won't even break a sweat, it'll be so easy. Oh yeah, thanks, Cam. You know, it's a bit dangerous. If you're an adult, no, if you're anyone above the age of 5, and you have to be told, see them two sharp things going really quick that cut branches and all that off, don't put your fingers in them. If you lose your finger, that's nature's way of saying.
Yeah, I know, but
you need to lose a finger.
That's kind of like, but you know, you've got children. Like, you know, you don't tell them not to touch the flame. If they touch the flame, you don't go, you deserve that, you fucking prick. You know, enjoy a burnt finger for, you know.
I know, but this isn't children that's going to be using it. This is adults.
Yeah, but some adults are like just big children, aren't they? They're fucking morons.
Then
like,
they'll learn.
They won't learn.
They'll be one finger down, but they'll learn.
No, because they'll be dead. You know, you know, you stick your head in the hedge trimmer, you're dead.
Don't be in the hedge trimmer.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
Actually, they're not that big. It would just really sting.
It probably would sting a bit. I don't know. I know what you mean. It is a bit stupid, but it does come from a place of kind of trying to protect people in a way. Yeah. But it does go way too far nowadays. Like, you look at those. There was a story in America, wasn't there, of there's a bunch of students and they were protesting about something. It's not a good story. I can't remember what the story was. I'm just going to leave it there. Leave it hanging. I was trying to tell a story and I've completely forgotten the point of what they were fighting for. So it just makes the whole story. Basically, they're being dicks. They're being students.
That's a bit like that, our last module at uni.
Oh, yeah. That was. Yeah, that wasn't good.
Your little stage performance. You must have tripled the length of that.
Oh, you're joking, yeah. So I did, for everyone listening, I did a show in the last year of uni and we're supposed to do two monologues. And the first monologue I did went really well. Everyone was laughing, everyone was great. You know, I'm a great actor, please hire me. And then the second monologue, I was trying to get out the lines and halfway through I forgot the lines. And in the scene I have a goblet of wine, so I just kept drinking the wine more and more. And eventually I ran out of wine and I just couldn't remember the line.
And ran out of words.
And I ran out of words.
Just tried ad-libbing so much bollocks.
Yeah, and then I just made up the rest of it and kind of muddled my way through. And you know, Terrence came up to me after and he went, "That you managed to pull it off, don't do it again." That's what he said to me.
Do you know, that was the best thing I saw in the 3 years.
It was the first time I ever forgot a line as well, to be fair. It wasn't like
it was the first time you ever acted, in my opinion.
No, that's not true. The first performance was brilliant. You got to admit, the first one, where I was that boss. And I had Henry play the dumb kind of, you don't remember it. Oh, for God.
What,
I was really
chuffed
with that. No, in that section. So obviously there was two.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That was, no, but I mean the whole thing. As in
there's a thing.
Together. I don't see it as two little monologues. I saw it as
one big,
one
car crash.
Beautiful car crash. Yeah.
That way, you know, that's what I aim for. That's what I aim for. Blaze of glory, like I said.
So where do you want to take your acting career, Emilio? I use the word career very loosely. Yeah.
I'd like to be in something. That's kind of my goal, to just do something. At the moment, I'm trying to do things on YouTube and stuff like that and kind of build a career on there maybe. Because obviously YouTube's become this platform now where you can have a career. It's not just like a secondary thing. It's like a whole thing in itself. It's like Netflix. They're like these individual little ecosystems where you can put stuff up. So I'd like to build something on there maybe. In the meantime, I think I'm going to try and work in like call centres and bars and stuff to pay, you know, booze bills and stuff. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm aiming for. But
if your agent said,
"Go on,
I've got this," and said, "I've got this other thing," which would you want, which would you not want most?
What do you mean, which would I, like,
give us a show?
Oh, a show? Oh, I'd... See, before a couple of weeks ago, I probably would have said Doctor Who. I probably would have said I want to be in Doctor Who because I've always loved being.
But you got one penis too many now.
I have one penis too many. Well, no, but like you can. There's still a chance, and I still actually would love to be in Doctor Who. But it's just now there's an even bigger pool to compete against.
Yeah.
Like before, it was just men. I was like, this is achievable. Like, you know, there's only so many male actors out there. But now it's just everyone.
Yeah.
So now, you know, I don't know. I'd give it a go. I'd give it a good whack if someone gave me an audition for it, but I probably wouldn't get it at this point.
So if... Sticking with Doctor Who.
Go on.
What are your thoughts? Come on. We've all got an opinion. Even people who don't watch it, got an opinion.
See, I don't mind it. I don't mind the change. I'm a little apprehensive because obviously it's quite a new direction. And I personally, for me, after David Tennant, the David Tennant kind of series and Russell T Davis left and that like kind of era ended, it's been kind of in a... They're trying to find their footing a lot. Like each series is kind of its own thing. But for me, it's not really been right. And this is an even bigger change now than just not just a different actor, but now it's a female actor. It's a little apprehensive. I'm kind of worried with what it's going to be. But then also I'm kind of thinking, I mean, I don't know what I kind of wonder, interested to see what they do with it. Because if they just keep it the same, they basically do the exact same thing except now she's a woman. What's the point? It just seems a bit pointless to me. You might as well just, you know.
Do you get the impression they've given it to a woman because of the whole... Not because they thought this would be a good storyline, but for the sake of...
That's one of my worries, yeah. I mean, because it's interesting, because I watched the BBC obviously did the announcement, and BBC News had an article on it about the new female doctor. And at the end of that article, I think they were trying to like pat themselves on the back, because they talked about how BBC made a promise to diversity and that this shows they're moving in the right direction. I think it was...
And then they released their salaries.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it was an attempt for them to kind of go, we said we'd do it and we've done it.
Yeah.
You know? But to me, it came off more of, we did it because you asked us to, not because we wanted to. Yeah,
are you happy now?
Yeah, it was more like we did it out of necessity. Which, if that's true, that's a bit bad, because obviously that means it's not, there's no one there that's really passionate about this. No one really wanted to make this. It was something they did out of necessity rather than out of a love of the show. But if that's not the case, if this was something they wanted to do and it just happened to, you know, line up and be the perfect kind of poster child, then that might be quite good. Because I think that's the main thing that's missing from a lot of the TV at the moment is passion.
Yeah.
A lot of people just make TV for the sake of making TV. Like, I don't know if you watched. Do you watch any of these like American like sitcom things? Like things like Baby Daddy and Melissa and Joey.
But it's just easy to watch, isn't it?
It's very easy to watch.
Sometimes you go, God, this is shit.
But it's like the last five seasons of How I Met Your Mother. Have you ever watched that?
I drifted in and out of that.
Yeah, well, like it's
I heard it was a massive anticlimax.
Well, it's not just that. Like the ending is a separate thing, but like from my opinion, like it, the first four seasons of that show, they had an idea, like they had a plan, they knew what they were doing, and then after that, it kind of felt like they were just in a holding pan because they got greenlit for like five more seasons or whatever.
Yeah.
It felt like they had to drag it out for five more seasons. They were just kind of holding and waiting for. Eventually to get to the end that they knew they wanted to do. And that's what a lot of these shows feel like. They feel like a TV exec's gone, we need a show to fill this slot, make eight series, let's make this show. And no one on the show really cares about it. The actors see it as a paycheck, or they, you know, maybe they do care, but they're not, you know, they're not, it's not high art or anything, so they don't really put all the effort in they should do. And it's kind of just drifts along and becomes this kind of, it's entertaining, it's something to watch, but it's not maybe what it could be if someone really cared about it and someone really put the effort in to make a show.
Yeah, I think it should be a man. Now, I'm not being sexist.
Back to Doctor Who, clarify to the audience.
Yeah, I mean...
I went off on a major tangent there.
No, I just think there's just some things where it doesn't need to change. Like, it's like... I'm worried we're going to have Janet Bond next.
I mean, I get what you mean. I mean, these characters are male, aren't they?
Yeah, so,
you
know, like, the style of it. Is, I mean, it's...
But the thing with me is, I think interpretations are good. I think interpretations, they kind of can breathe new life into characters. But it's like I said, if it's just to be contrary, if there's no reason other than you want a female because it's not been done before.
Yeah.
Then what's the point? Like, unless it affects the story in a way, unless it adds something to the character... makes them, you know, a different kind of character in a sense. Why do it? You know, there's no point. But then obviously if you go the other way and if you make it completely different, so like, I don't know if you've ever watched Elementary. Elementary is like a Sherlock Holmes. Oh, sure.
Yeah, with what's his name? America. Johnny Lee Miller?
Yeah, the guy from Trainspotting.
That's the one, yeah.
So yeah, he plays Sherlock Holmes. He's great in it.
The cast is great in it. Loves it.
But it's not Sherlock Holmes. Like, it's only Sherlock Holmes in name.
Yeah.
And I just don't get why they made it, like, they've confined themselves to this name when they could have made a completely different thing on its own.
Yeah.
which would have been just as good. Do you know what I mean? They've kind of they've gone so far away that it doesn't that make sense to call it Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
Because like I don't want to spoil it, but there's a lot of things they've done where they've made two characters the same one, and they've kind of changed the portrayal of certain characters, and you know, it's a great show, but it's not Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah.
So I don't get why you'd call it Sherlock Holmes and make it Sherlock Holmes.
It's American, isn't it?
Well, no, I know why. It's because it adds
Americans. You know, that's all I need to say on that.
Well, I know why. It's because it adds like clout to it. It's like if you say there's a new cop show, you go, no, I'm not really used to it. If you go, there's a new Sherlock Holmes series, people go, that's interesting.
That's probably the only reason they did it, yeah.
But it's, you know, for me, it seems that's like a bit of a problem, really, isn't it? I mean, in a way.
So, going off a bit of a tangent of that,
cool.
What show you'd see as a female show would you change to a man?
A female show that I'd change to a man?
I'm talking like Larry Croft, Womb Raider. I don't know.
It's difficult, I think, because there's a trend as well, I think, in female shows now where they're all hyper female shows. So rather than have a kind of realistic woman show, they're all kind of hyper women, because I think to a lot of people that's what kind of has to go into a female drama. It has to be that kind of stuff, when it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to be that.
Mm.
And you know, men don't always have to be an idiot in it, or don't have to be a certain thing in that as well. And I think that kind of stuff, it doesn't work well if you put a man. It wouldn't work at all, you know. If you put a man in that kind of scenario, it wouldn't sell. It wouldn't do anything.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's. I'm not trying to be rude or opinionated or kind of offend anyone.
Oh, it's fine. You've already alienated half the viewers who might get. It's fine.
Well, no, but like I'm doing the opposite. I'm saying, like, you know, it's not that I have a problem with that stuff. It's like, but rather than write actual characters and actual people and put them in real scenarios, they force on these kind of, like, I don't know if you've ever watched what's it called? I forgot what it is. Forget me. Move on.
It'll
come to me at one point.
Episode 3, maybe. I don't know.
Episode 3. We're going to get episode 1 at this rate, mate. We've stopped and started so many times.
Yeah, well, that was a long answer.
For
a short question.
How about you? What would you change? Which one would you do? Asking me questions. I'll ask you one now. Go on.
I don't know. I mean, I'm just thinking of Larry Croft,
Larry Croft.
Yeah, really shitty, like, adventure show instead of Lara Croft.
It's some guy with a dad bod. It's called Uncharted, mate. That's what they've got. Have you ever played Uncharted? That's what that is, basically. It's male Tomb Raider.
Yeah, but it's not a TV show, is it?
Isn't that, it's not a Tomb Raider TV show, is there?
Yeah, Lara Croft. It was, what's her name?
Do you mean Angelina Jolie?
That's the one.
That was a film, it wasn't a TV show.
Oh,
it's a different thing, mate.
It's on the electric screen, you know.
The electric screen. So is video games, mate. I don't know if you know that.
I know, but I mean, something like, you go, right, this is on 8 o'clock on Sunday. Larry Croft.
Womb Raider. That's a porno, mate. That's not a TV show.
It is, isn't it? That's something you look up when you...
No, I'm pretty sure that is a porno. Porno? I'm pretty sure there's a porno called Womb Raider. I don't know how I know that, but I'm pretty sure there is. We can Google it after the show.
Was this your Pepsi thing? Speaking of which, have you ever come across, like, because people have told you, obviously.
Yeah, come.
Pornos that have been adapted from other films.
Yeah, of course, spoof pornos, yeah.
Hilarious.
What I watch, so I watch the Philip DeFranco show on YouTube. I don't know if you watch it. It's like kind of a news entertainment show in a way. And he kind of gathers news. And he has a podcast. And on one of the podcasts, he brought in a porn star. And she works for, she did this video, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle parody porno. And for, you know, educational sake, I had a look, and obviously, you know, I wanted to see what this was. Because, you know, if you tell someone...
There's 780p?
Four, well, no, but if you tell someone there's four men dressed as Ninja Turtles having sex with a woman, you've got to watch that, haven't you? I mean, come on. Like, at the end of the day, there's only so much a man can resist. Bloody hell. But yeah, so I've seen a lot of these spoofs. Not
for lots of them.
For educational purposes,
get
of course.
Get a job.
Mate, I've got so much free time on my hands, it's ridiculous. But yeah. But it just seems stupid to me. I don't know why you'd ever want to watch that.
They are hilarious, to be fair. Like,
that's what I mean.
I've seen the Scooby-Doo one. Fortunately, There is no dogs involved.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask. That's a whole. That's a criminal offence, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it must be. Yeah,
it must be somewhere.
In a lot of countries. But yeah, that was an educational experience.
Yes, yeah, I don't get it because like they're so bad.
Like, yeah, like the acting is.
They're so like porn acting is bad enough, but like trying to actually act in porn is just out of the question. And it's like I don't know how you can watch that without bursting out laughing. Like, it just seems like it just yeah, I don't know. But yeah, if our mothers listened to this, this was all educational. We did this for the podcast. This was no one. We weren't. Yeah. Oh, I'm not showing mum and dad this. I'm not showing them this.
Speaking of porn, have you ever seen about the
Speaking of porn, just out of the blue.
No, but how it's like destroying our generation.
I've seen things on it. I'm not sure if I agree with it, but I've seen things. There's a lot of articles published on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a modern day addiction.
Well, yeah, I mean, but I think everything's an addiction. If you.
Oh no, but yeah, I know, but like this is like it's like, and you know, it kind of does speak volumes. Like you see, like, I see a lot of people our generation just can't hold a conversation.
Well, I think,
they're just socially like.
Well, they're having major problems with it in Asia, aren't they? In bits of Asia.
Yeah, well,
like
yeah,
Japan, for example.
Yeah, it's just going to die out. They're having sex.
Well, that's the problem. I think the thing, I read an article about it. It's about instantaneous gratification. So it's like a lot of things with that. Like, you don't have to put the effort in to get the reward. So it's like with video games. It's like with drugs and stuff. You're not doing anything, but you're feeling good instantly.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to feel good. And so you turn to those things. And basically, because you're turning to things that... So rather than have a conversation where the reward at the end of it is obviously you get to go out on a date or you get to chat to someone you like or you get to have a good laugh. Like, you don't have to put that effort in when you can just go and Google funny compilations online or Google...
Cat videos.
And it's like, well, that's... I mean, compilations have become a massive hit. Yeah. Not just porn, but like compilations. All this stuff where you get the fix quick.
I'm Callum Smiles and I'm addicted to dog memes.
exactly. Well, memes are a perfect example because it's not like you look at everything now, everything's going to short, instant, the hit, the quick hit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you don't have like long form comedy shows anymore where it's like a big build up and then the payoff. It's more, I want a meme because it's a quick little joke or a quick little thing here. I mean, that's basically what we've become. We've refined it down to the best bits.
Well, it's like I was at work the other week, and some kid comes in and goes, can I do work experience here?
Yeah.
I was like, who raised you?
Well, that's a different question. That's...
No, it's, I hate, awkward people. It's like, why has nobody said, sort your attitude out?
Well, no, but like, well, awkward's different. Because I'm quite awkward.
No, I know, but yeah, I know. Like, this one was awkward. It was I can't be arsed awkward.
Yeah, no, I know people like that. They expect to just kind of do. I mean, yeah. I'm one of those people. I hate going to interviews, but I understand that I have to do it.
Yeah, no, but you can if you met someone new, you could have a normal conversation.
Yeah, you can have a chat with them, and you can get.
You could at least be engaging.
Yeah,
but it's like
maybe
so
not interesting, but engaging.
So many like, and I wouldn't even say it's like moody teens.
No,
just so many kids nowadays, they're just so lazy and they're just being, living.
We're sounding very old here, aren't we? Back in
my
day.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you used to have to talk to people to get gratification.
Which, like, speaking of being old, when I first got my car,
yeah,
I was driving to work in Tisbury and Radio 4 came on and I'm very old. I like it.
Radio 4, yeah. I listen to Radio 4. I like the comedy's the best bit of Radio
4. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. But sometimes it's just good to just hear people talk sense.
Well, yeah, I mean, my favourite sketch is one for Radio 4, and it's the guy deciding what's on Radio 4. And he's like, what do we need to put on Radio 4? And he's like, we'll put two documentaries about canals, one documentary about making flour in the 20th century. And it's just all this boring stuff, and it's one of my favourite sketches. This is brilliant. But, I think, people nowadays, I think, it's all done online as well. That's the other thing. Like, you don't need to have communication skills. Like, it's like, I hate texting, because when you text someone...
You can't spell.
Because I can't spell, but also because, like, you can't convey tone in the text. So, like, I find it really difficult, because obviously, I think being an actor as well, you're used to kind of engaging with people in a way and kind of making them... making them understand your point. That's kind of what we do for a living. But on a text, you can't do that. So if you like be sarcastic on a text, it won't necessarily come across as sarcasm. So you could end up offending someone without meaning to, which has happened a few times.
I've right? been there yeah. many times.
But it's like that's the generation we're in, where you don't have to have context. You don't have to have it. You can just say what you want and people react.
Yeah.
It's why you don't like YouTube comments. Like you don't, there's no filter. You just say what you mean without any regard for what, how it impacts other people, how it may come across. You just say what you think because one, you can't convey it effectively. And two, because you're, you know, separated by that thing. And when you get brought towards someone, you have to, there's that extra step that maybe you're not used to.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, you know, over time, I think it'll probably swing back the other way because it comes in waves, doesn't it? I think, you know. But the worst, have you, because obviously this is a thing that, we, you know, we're not the first people to discover this kind of tech block, whatever that's happening. Have you seen a lot of these videos that come up about put down the phone and talk, have a conversation with people? Have you seen these?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate them. Do you, I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
They get shared on Facebook all the time and it's like a video of like a dude and he thinks he's like an art student, he thinks he's really edgy. And it's a video about a couple who they meet and have this whole date and they wouldn't have done it if they hadn't looked up from their phone. It's just like, you're a bit of a prick, aren't you? It's like, yeah, we know, everyone knows this. It's like, yeah. You know, it's about moderation. It's
you see people, it's like, they do like a documentary, it's, you know, they're not touching any technology for a week. It's like, oh, fuck off. Like, you're just using your phone to check the time.
Well, that's...
They won't even do that, in that it's like, you're just being a dick.
Well, no, like some people do it for an experiment, but there are people who obviously, you know, who have that kind of, I've got a new stage in my life, I'm not going to pick up a phone, I'm only going to drink grass tea.
It's like, oh, where's this place that I meet my friends?
Yeah.
Use your phone.
Oh,
that's fine.
Convenient. Yeah, no.
But like, and you see, you came on the news today, and it was like, you're just being difficult.
Well, it's the unnecessary stuff you need to cut out. It's like, you know, maybe don't spend all your time on Facebook in between everything.
Yeah.
You know, if, you know, you could, it's okay not to listen to something or not to be plugged into something. Yeah. To kind of just sit and, because a lot of people don't do, I'm one of these people. I found it doing more and more. Like, before I had an iPhone and before I had like everything in my phone, I used to spend loads of time just kind of sitting by myself thinking about things or, you know, off drawing or doing something that was kind of in that moment. But now I always have my iPod on, I always have a podcast, always have some music, always have a video on, and you have that stuff constantly pumped in, and it's kind of, and you have to catch yourself and go, well, stop, and like you unplug it and you put it away and you're like, I'm going to leave that for a few minutes.
Yeah,
I think that's important. But
oh yeah, absolutely.
Going too far the other way is just silly.
It's like not even checking the time on it. It's like,
why wouldn't you? It's literally the most incredible thing on the planet. Like, it's everything in one place.
Like, what are you going to do? Get a rock and, like, read the sun on the floor? Like, it's just being...
Well, no, but not even that. Like, it's... Like, you have the whole of human knowledge. Like, pretty much everything we know. And it's a click away at your fingertips. And it's like, of course people are obsessed with... Like, it's incredible that this thing exists.
Yeah.
But it's like everything. It's like drugs. It's like that hit. You need to know that, okay, but... Take a step back. You know, you can't have that all the time. You have to think, maybe take a chill pill and do something else for a while. I don't know. This got really deep really fast.
I think it's going quite well.
I think it's going very well.
I think when we listen back to this, there's going to be a lot of laughs. Did you know?
Go on.
Joe McKeldry's still a thing.
Who's Joe McKeldry?
Exactly.
I honestly, is that like an X Factor person or something like that?
He was, yeah.
All right.
Not that I watch it, because again, I think that's shite.
Yeah, it's more reality
just,
stuff.
Oh, it's just a load of tosh, isn't it?
Well, it's just, you know, I mean, as actors, it's kind of taken away from us, really, in a way.
I just think as a human being, it's just...
Yeah, no, there is that. There is that as well.
Oh.
But it's like, as you know, from an acting perspective, the fact that TV companies are now not using people who actually can... do a job like actors and actually perform. Instead, they just get people who are, you know, either really stupid or kind of quirky to the extreme, like kind of generic quirky. You know, like all those like YouTube vloggers, like, you know, people who are like generic and kind of, hi there, guys, we're going to be talking about this today. Like those kind of people. And they put them on TV and just let them do what they want. And that's considered entertainment. It kind of takes away from the fact that, I mean, I sound quite bitter. I'm not actually that bitter. But like,
I am.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. No, but like, you know, it kind of means that you can't really, you know, there's less stuff to do, you know, and it's cheap for them, obviously, and easy for them. But it's this whole kind of ecosystem I'm not a fan of, really.
Yeah. But yeah, back to what I was saying. Sorry, no, I just saw on the train here, there was a poster in Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's alive.
What's he doing? Is he, it's like a concert or something.
I think so, yeah. But like...
But who goes to that?
Like, yeah, because...
Like, I mean... I've never heard anything. Like, I literally remember the name from like X Factor years ago. Like, I heard the Inkling. But I barely remember who he is. But, you know, he hasn't kind of been at the forefront of music, as it were.
Yeah.
But, you know, they plug along. I mean, you know...
If you were to go on one of these...
Good on him, you know, he's making
talent,
a living out of
it. I use the word talent loosely. Shows.
Yeah.
What would you go on?
Well, my talent's acting. But no, I mean, obviously like, they don't like that on there. Cause...
If you were to go on these, I mean, I thought, what is it? Britain's Got Talent. There's
X Factor. I know what you mean. You're asking, what would I do?
There's Holmes Under the Hammer.
Yeah. I'd probably eat. I'm a champion eater.
Master chef.
Well, no, I can't cook, but like eat.
You're just gonna walk on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, speed eating.
You're just gonna sit there like a panda, start eating.
Yeah. Mate, I'm a great eater. I can eat for days. Like that's my talent. That's what I'm good at.
Fair dues.
All I do is sleep, eat, and you know, record YouTube videos. That's all I do all day. My life at the moment is like a panda's.
And surprisingly, everyone listening to this. Doesn't look like one of them people.
I don't know. I look very proactive. I look engaging.
He's got a little bit of sun to his skin. I mean,
you're joking. I'm pale as a ghost. I don't. But yeah,
I'd go on Love Island now. Before you go saying, I've not seen it.
Of course you would. I knew you would.
Nah, not for the you know the misogynistic reasons.
Yeah, of course.
But
yeah.
For the no, because
educational purposes, like I said before.
No, because everyone, millions of people watching in the UK.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's real life Walking Dead. So it's like, my brother's girlfriend, really smart, got a master's, earns a lot of money.
Yeah.
Second Love Island's mentioned, IQ of 0.5. But it's the same with everyone. Like,
but yeah, no, like, some of them are interesting. Like, some of those shows are in, like, I get Love Island, I don't give a, like, all my friends watch it, and I don't know
why. I've not
even
seen it.
Like, to be fair, I watched the first series of Geordie Shore. Because I thought that was funny. Like, I like the fact that I was watching all these people just be idiots all the time. But then, obviously, I realised that I'm just contributing to the problem. Like,
yeah.
I don't like these kind of shows, but because I'm watching them, so I just stopped watching them. Like, this is, you know, even though it is watchable, it's like I want to hold myself maybe to a higher standard. Like, I have a bit of self-respect, so I want to hold myself to a standard. But some of these shows are interesting. My mum watches one, like, Born Every Minute. Have you seen that one?
No.
Or like junior doctors. These ones follow like medical professionals or like the process of giving birth and stuff in hospitals. And those are interesting because they're actually showing like an aspect of something. Like the junior doctor one's really interesting because you're following like young professionals in kind of one of the most important industries on the planet, really. And you're following them and seeing how they you know, develop into doctors. And that's quite interesting to watch as a kind of a study almost in a way. And like one born every minute, you're watching people give birth. And obviously that's, you know, there's obviously drama and stuff and you watch it for personalities in a way. But also there's an element to that of intrigue or an element of that to kind of something, you know, more than just people like Gogglebox sitting on a couch talking about TV, which is, I know what we're doing. Yeah. But, you know, we're trying to be, you know, entertaining, whereas they're normally just trying to, you know, get paid. But yeah, you know, there are interesting ones out there, but I think for the most popular ones tend to be just vacuous shit.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. And that's why I think I'd do well in it.
Yeah. I'm a very shallow and hollow man. Oh. But yeah, I don't know. I think I don't know if it's a problem, because obviously it's only a problem if people watch it. Like the reason that stuff
is
big.
It's a massive problem.
Well, no, I know, but like the only reason that stuff exists is because people keep watching it.
Yeah.
You know, if everyone decided collectively we want to see more drama, we want to see more kind of real TV or more kind of more interesting stuff, that stuff would go away, but people don't. People want like a kind of something they could put on in the background, drown the noise out and just kind of get on with their day.
Drown the noise of their kids.
Well, yeah. But like, you know, like I think that's what people want. People don't necessarily want something to actually watch. They want something that just is in the background And that's perfect for that. That stuff, like if someone actually sits and pays attention to everything that happens on that show, I mean, what are you watching? There's nothing happening. But if you put it on in the background and you know you're having your tea and you're just eating and talking to someone and you know you're having a conversation in the same time, It does kind of drown the noise out a bit. And I think that's why most people watch it. And I could be wrong. It could be like, you know, a lot of people that really love it, but I think for the most part it's just, you know, passing the time really. Then again, what is everything?
Are you gonna pick up my belly rumbling on the thing?
No, I probably won't.
It's gone.
It depends how loud it is, but it should be alright.
That one was quite loud. I think it's probably in there.
We need to come up with a jingle. We need to come up with that stuff.
We do.
I mean, I can design a logo. And my brother can build us one because my brother did that. You know, on the website I showed you, obviously, for the YouTube stuff I'm doing. I designed the logo. My brother came up, like, built it for me. So we can kind of come up with a logo quite easily for Unprofessional. I think it's a good name. I think it suits us very well.
Yeah.
I always think we should talk about that, maybe, like what we were kind of thinking of names and stuff. Because you had another name. What was your other name you wanted to do?
Smiling Through the Pain. But that was simply, you know,
because you were called Smiles.
Yeah.
He wanted to put his own name in it. Yeah. He's modest.
I just
like
want
that.
To please my agent. Get me a job.
But the other names we were coming up with were, I thought about Amateur Hour, because obviously
I like it.
But someone else has already done that.
Don't like it.
But I think someone else has done Unprofessional as well, probably. But we'll have to have a look. I don't know, we'll just have to do it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we have to do.
You know.
But yeah, agents, we talk about agents. You've got one, I've got one.
I've had three.
You've had three.
I've had more agents than I've had jobs.
We had the same agent for, didn't we, as well? We had...
Did.
I don't know if we should say the name.
Are you allowed? Yeah, I don't
know. I don't think we should say the name.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had the same agent for a while. He was... I didn't get much from him.
He's like a nice guy.
He was very nice, yeah.
But like... I don't know, you never spoke to him on the phone then, did you?
I never talked to him, no. Yeah. I was all emails.
So it's like, yeah, it's like, what's he trying to... How is he tutoring you for jobs?
Well, no, he... So, on Castical, you can see what you've been, like, applied for. And when after I'd left, obviously, because I didn't know it was there until then, but after I'd left and gone to my new agent, the one I've got now, I had a look, and he'd been applying for all the stuff on Castical for me. So he had been applying for stuff.
Yeah.
But, obviously...
I saw, even with me, like, applied for stuff, but it's like, things like... Surely they must like say things. Like when they see Kastner, like, oh, I've got a guy. He's a great guy. He's a great lad.
I think it's they say that to people. They
great party trick. You should get him along.
But it's like my mum was telling me, like, it's she because now that I'm an actor, now that I'm graduating, my mum is like trying to push me out of the house as quickly as possible. She wants me to kind of do well, so she's like reading up.
Build a shed in the garden.
Yeah, I know. But she's reading up all this stuff, and she was telling me like a lot of actors are saying you have to make your agent want to put you in stuff. So like a lot of actors think you get an agent and then you're done and they do all the work, but that's not true. You have to make yourself interesting and appealing enough so that they can, you know, it's like an agent can only do so much. They can't, if you're sitting around all day, you know, with your thumb up your ass, they can't go to a casting director and go,
hey, what you do when watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, yeah, is none of the podcast business.
But you know, like they, for God's sake, but you know, they have to kind of have something to sell, and they can't sell you if you're sitting around doing nothing.
Yeah.
But in the same respect, you know, the only way you can do stuff is if you get put forward for stuff. And even though you can do it now, there are ways with the internet to try and get in things, but it's still really difficult. And like I said, with a lot of the stuff being reality stuff now, there's not as much as there maybe was a few years ago.
Talent's nothing.
Well, that's what I mean. You don't need it anymore. I mean, you look at some of the. You look at some of the main kind of celebrities nowadays. I mean, they're not actors. They're like personalities.
Mm.
Like celebrities, it was a weird thing because you had actors that became celebrities and that was like the kind of Hollywood era. And then now it's become celebrities, this whole other thing on its own. Like you don't have to be good at anything. You can just be, you know, quirky enough to get on, you know, a reality show and you can be as, you know, as famous as you like. I mean, I don't really want fame. I want to be an actor, but it's like, you know, they kind of go hand in hand now. You have to, if you want to get put in stuff, you have to be notable. It's why Twitter and Facebook are so important. Like, if you're not on, like, I'm not a big social media, I hate it, I can't stand it. But if you're not on it, you're not going to get attention and then you're not going to get put in things.
Yeah.
You know, if you haven't got a Twitter, you know, you can't drum up buzz, you can't build hype for things. You're kind of stuck in the water, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate social media. If it wasn't for dog videos, I'd have got rid of Facebook by now.
Most people are cat videos, but we're dog people, aren't we?
Yeah, I love a good dog.
Not
video.
Not dogging people. Want to make that clear? Dog people. Right. Yeah. Just I don't, the internet now with sound bites. You can make anyone say anything you want. So I just want to clearly state that. Not dogging dog. But yeah, it's like all these things. So one of the big... It's like, for like example, it happened recently. The internet's been a buzz. Ed Sheeran in Game of Thrones. Like, I like Ed Sheeran. I think he's great. Why is he in Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Like, I get, like, for him, it must be awesome because you love the show, you're in it, that's great. For the directors, it's like, we put Ed Sheeran in, we get a lot of buzz. But it kind of backfired because Game of Thrones has been so good, like, the quality has been so good and for so long. Because
they had good actors.
Well,
not,
yeah, it's good.
They weren't celebrities, were they? Weren't they? Other than Sean Bean, yeah. But I mean...
And the standard's been, like, they've kind of, they've taken it as a really professional show.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying Ed Sheeran was bad, he wasn't bad in it, he didn't do anything wrong in it. But it's like to see him kind of really takes you out of that. It just doesn't need, it didn't need to happen. And it kind of took you out of the scene.
Yeah.
And then the whole reason he was in it was because I think, obviously, Ed Sheeran, he's famous, it'll draw. It, like, it'll provide a draw and people will be excited about it.
Yeah.
But it's like, you don't need that. That shouldn't be how it works. You shouldn't be putting things because you're, you know, just because you're successful and you draw.
Well, it's like, isn't Harry Styles in that new film, Dunkirk?
Yeah, but I think that is one, but I think he also wants to be an actor, doesn't he? He said.
Yeah, but Harry Styles, war film, no.
Well, I don't know, I haven't seen it. I mean, the thing with that is it's Christopher Nolan, so his film record has been pretty impeccable. I know what you mean, but I think Christopher Nolan seems like a director who wouldn't let him in unless he did the job, at least to an acceptable standard. Do you know what I mean?
You know, we'll be in for a very passive-aggressive tweet from me.
Well, that's the problem, you see. That it's a risk that you don't really need to take.
Mm.
Like, if you put someone in like that and they cock up, that it can ruin a film. Like, it can completely draw you out of it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, then... And sometimes, like the Ed Sheeran thing, like, it wasn't worth it, was it, in the end? Because there were some people that liked it, but a lot of people were moaning because they were like, it just took me out of it. Like, it obviously... He had this song, he was singing in it as well. And like, it's like, it just didn't.
I've not seen that bit yet, but it's just like.
Oh, you haven't watched it yet? But you've heard about it, right?
I have now.
Yeah. But yeah.
The idea of just him singing in it, that just sounds shit.
Well, no, he's a good. He sings fine.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not doubting his ability.
I was at Glastonbury a few weeks ago, I saw him live, and like, I love him a bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm doing it wrong, you know, very talented singer.
Yeah.
But. I don't know, if anything, you want Skyrim music or something in there. Some of them stupid riddles they got in there. Yeah. You don't want Galway Girl in... like, well, no, what I agree. Castly like, Rock and well, all
that's the problem, it's a bit poppy.
Castly Rock
does,
Girl.
He does do kind of folky songs, but again, they're kind of pop folk. But they're not proper folk, and I think that's... A lot of people thought, like, you could hear... It sounded like someone had put Ed Sheeran music on in the background.
Yeah.
Rather than... This is a song in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Kit Harington riding in with his iPod in.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Yeah.
But like, after the beginning bit where he kind of has his little moment, he's kind of just in the background, which I think would have been fine. If you just put him in the background, maybe had one line or something, would have been not a problem. But the fact that you have him sing and that you have him have like a little moment in it, it just detracts like a tiny bit from it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it happens so much now, you can't really, you know, it's kind of expected at this point.
So it's nay on the Ed Sheeran in
It's nay on the Ed Sheeran. Like I said, I love him a bit. I went because I was at Glastonbury and I literally queued up like to the front of the Ed Sheeran around like all the 5-year-old girls around going yay with me and my three friends going yay. But I like his music a lot.
I'd hate to have been stood behind you at Glastonbury.
Yeah, it's a nightmare, isn't it?
Just for anyone who's never met him, he is massive.
Yeah, 6'2", big shoulders.
Huge. It's a big 6'2" as well.
My dad says I'm built like a brick shit house.
I'd say shit house. I've never been to a festival.
Have you not?
It doesn't appeal to me either.
I'm kind of growing out of it. Not because I love the music. Don't get me wrong. Music. I'm a big music guy, and being at a festival with live music is great. It's a lot of fun. The camping I don't mind. It's the people. It's being surrounded by people. All the time, like there's a crowd for everything, there's a queue,
yeah.
You're just getting bustled, and like I said, I'm a big guy, so like in that space it's difficult to just that kind of stand still.
Joe, when I picture you in a festival,
yeah,
I picture you like one of the Lord of the Rings battle scenes.
Yeah,
and out of nowhere this big fucking troll, the cave just troll, comes. Yeah.
They brought
that's
a cave
you.
Troll
that's you at Glastonbury.
Yeah, man. mate, you should see what I... So, obviously, you have Glastonbury, the day festival, and then at night, all the kind of, like, rave tents open up. I've got a pair of neon flashing glasses with a battery pack that I wore. So I put these glasses on, I click play, and they flash. And then I've got a battery pack that runs down my T-shirt and is in my pocket. I look like I was on something heinous. Like, I don't know. But I do like them. They're good fun. But yeah, it's just kind of...
I just imagine that to kind of, I know, in a fast forward sort of kind of, I know, oh, what's the word looking for? A comparison, anyway, is like club toilets.
Okay.
So you start the night, they're nice and clean. You can smell the lemon things in the urinals.
Yeah.
Very nice. Music in the background. Everyone's having drinks, having fun.
Yeah.
You know, come a few hours later, you're surrounded by piss on the floor. You're sticking to the floor. And it's just a bit minging.
No, they're not like that, I think. I think a lot of people think that. Like, personally, not having a shower for a few days doesn't bother me. I don't mind.
Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I don't mind. Like, I don't do it at home, obviously. At home, I have a shower every day. You know, but like, when I'm at a festival, it's like, you know, I don't, it's not the end. I bring baby wipes. I'm good, you know? All the important areas get a wipe and then I'm done for the day. I can go out and enjoy myself. But it's not too messy. I think a lot of people think that. I mean, to be fair, I've never been to one in mud. So I've always been...
You went to Glastonbury.
No, it didn't rain the whole time. It didn't rain the whole time, which is good. Yeah, it's good. The day we arrived though, so we arrived the day early. The day we arrived was the hottest day of the year so far, 35 degrees.
Bloody hell.
And we're stuck in an open field with no shade. I went and bought an umbrella and sat under the umbrella.
God, you've been sweating your tits off.
Oh, I was dying. Yeah, no, it was awful. If I said to my friends, if it stays this hot the whole time, we're not going. But then luckily we had like cloud cover and it was quite cold the rest of the time, so it wasn't too bad, to be fair.
Did Corbyn pull you a pint?
I didn't go to the Corbyn thing because you would have hated it. You would have hated it. Every single show, they were singing...
I was like, oh, Jeremy
Corbyn. Yeah. I've got a friend who's a conservative as well, and he's just saying fuck off, like constantly just shouting at people, because it's a bunch of like hippie students all thinking that Jeremy Corbyn is like the greatest thing to ever happen.
It does make me laugh though. It's like how it was staged there, but it's the most uncommunist socialist thing, Glastonbury.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
It's a small city built in hours, food and drink on tap. And it costs like how much for a ticket?
But it's
£250.
Yeah, it's expensive as hell. But the thing is, like, when you walk in there, they've got all these signs, like all these signs to like, because obviously it was originally like a kind of a proper festival.
Yeah.
Where it's hippies and it's like about love and peace and all this other stuff. It's now exclusively attended by banking,
pissheads.
Like uni students and bankers. Like they're the only people that can afford to go and want to go. It's like these kind of douchey people who think they're
16-year-olds.
Well, they think they're like, this is not the audience anymore. Like this festival has become everything it kind of wanted to protest in a way.
Yeah.
Because people aren't as simple as that. It's not that bankers are just like, they're going to sit in the city and do nothing. They want to go to listen to music. They want to go and have fun, enjoy themselves. They're not, it's all a bit, I think, you know, it's all a bit kind of, it's a bit narrow-minded in a way that everyone who's not you is against you in a kind of way. Yeah. You kind of feel, it makes you feel like everyone's out to get you when they're not. People are just.
We get along.
We do get along, yeah. Labour, Conservative, we get along. Although I'm pretty much the only one at uni who got along with you.
Well, to be fair, I'm a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, you are a bit of a
dickhead. But I remember... he went... Oh, he can't do one day, he went...
Oh, hold on. Do it again, we'll cut his name.
Oh. Some guy in our course.
Yeah.
he came to one day and went, Smiles, you're everything... I hate in a person, but I can't help but love you.
Yeah, it's...
But it's like a day we had... It was a day one of our shows, and it was the day after the election in 2015. I just thought everyone went, just don't say fucking words. But we had fun. I had fun.
Yeah, no, I think the thing is with it, it's that... I mean, obviously, we went to uni up north, and that's, for the most part, very... Like, particularly in Preston, we went to university.
Oh, yeah, all urban areas.
Very Labour. Very, very, like, strong Labour.
All urban areas.
Yeah. Though. And I don't know, I think the problem is as well, a lot of people now, I think it's because of how the extremes have become so popularized that everyone is like of the opinion, we have to fight this out. We can't just have a conversation about this anymore. We have to like go to blows over something, which you love. You love it. You love You love just baiting people into arguments.
Oh, it's fun though, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but it's that's why we fun. Get on, because I don't let you bait me in. I'm quite good at kind of going, calm down, Callum. We'll just talk this out. I don't know. We're trying to try not to talk about as much politics.
Oh yeah, we're not going to dwell on these things.
Yeah, because you sometimes know, we'll go on a rant
like,
and...
yeah, I mean like Diane Abbott, hilarious or hilarious. Yeah. Like, pick one.
See what I mean? We're going to end up causing some controversy if we keep talking about politics. Not from my end, by the way. I won't point that out.
Don't worry, we'll get to religion soon.
Yeah. Well, that's. Do you want to talk about that? I think that's a great topic of conversation.
Yeah. Go on then.
Are you talking about? Are you just doing talk about religion? Oh, I thought you meant the argument we had in.
If you want to talk this, yeah. I mean, that was a fun day for
me.
That
was a very fun day for you, wasn't it? Yeah, we had an argument about religion at one point with some people at our uni.
Us two arguing.
No, our two, with other people at uni. And it ended very heatedly.
Yeah, I mean, I chipped in the odd thing, but you took all the flack.
I took all the flack, yeah. I took all the flack. I don't want to bring it up, because they might listen to this.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hammer my point home again, because it's like we had that debate and it ended. But it made working together as a group quite difficult for the next few days, to say the least. Yeah, it was basically a kind of religion yay or nay argument, and it ended with me storming out because I got fed up of arguing.
Well, I think you all kind of stormed out at the same time, which is a bit ironic.
Well, the thing was, I'm not going to bring it up. We'll let it go. But the core argument of religion is faith, and you can't argue faith, no matter how hard you try.
Someone
believes it, they believe it. You can't like force them not to. They have to choose to change that on their own. So it's pointless. That's why. So after that argument, I've never argued religion again, really. There's no point. Because the crux of it is faith. And you can't disprove faith because it's what they think. You know, so like you can argue the semantics. So you can argue whether organized religion is good or bad and all that other stuff. But is God real and stuff like that? There's no point because you can't come to an agreement. It has to come from you. You have to have the opinion yourself, and then that's your opinion. You can't change it. So it's pointless. That's why when I watch all those like atheists talk about it, and they get so annoyed at people, it's like, shut up. There's no point. You know, you're as bad as them because you believe something, and you're just arguing about it. There's not you can't like you're not talking about it. You're just arguing about it.
See, I was watching Ricky Gervais. I don't think there should be a word for atheists. Well, because no. Like, when you're born, you don't believe in anything. So it's like I don't think there should be a word for it.
Well, no, because I think it is, because that religion is something that we've had for so long that, you know, faith is a thing. Faith exists. You have faith in, like, even atheists.
I'm a Middlesbrough fan. I've got no faith in anything.
No, but, like, atheism is essentially faith in life. You believe in the world and everything happens. You believe evolution. You believe in the laws of physics.
But I think evolution is a thing you believe in. Well, evidence.
But what I'm saying is, you have faith in life and the way, and you know, and the understanding of that life is the way it is. And
again, with our talk about X Factor and Love Island, I don't have faith in life.
Oh yeah, no, you know what I mean. Like, it's just a faith is something that we know exists. You know, faith exists. You can't argue that faith doesn't exist.
Oh yeah.
Atheism is just like religion is faith in God. Atheism is faith in reality or life. You know, and they're just different understandings of faith. You know, how to practice their faith. That's where the disputes come. Not in the faith itself. Because I think that's the problem. Because religion, in my opinion, is not the best. Like, organized religion. Like, faith is fine. You believe in whatever you want to believe. Do what you like. That's fine with me. But how you practice affects me and affects everyone else. And so, even if I don't believe in what you believe in, I have an opinion on it. Because it affects me in some way. And that's kind of what...
I don't like how you can't argue against it, can you?
You can't. It's
like you're deemed the bastard by...
Well, I'm not necessarily saying that God doesn't exist. I'm saying the way you talk about God, the way you praise God, the way you interpret his sayings or what you think he said, you know, is not maybe the best thing. They fall back on that faith and then you can't bother arguing them because that's...
Did you just assume God's gender? Oh, there's an old kettle of fish.
Yeah,
tune in next Friday on Radio 4 for Emilio's Faith Hour.
Yeah. Well, you know, I said I wasn't going to talk about it, and now I've talked about it for 20 minutes. God damn it.
Dude, we can just chop and change.
Well, it's interesting, you know. These are things that are interesting, I think, and you need to talk about them in a way. Plus, we haven't really prepared much, so the kind of big, larger topics are the easiest ones to fall into.
We are literally just sat in your room having a chat.
Well, this is the trial. This is the trial. See how it goes. Yeah. I mean, we might try and record a proper one after this, refine it a bit, because obviously we've had a few hiccups along the way from this one.
But they'll be easy for you.
Easy to cut out. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But we should record another one. I think. What time is it now? You have time.
I think it's a cup of tea time.
It's a cup of tea time.
10 to 2.
All right. Lovely, we'll leave it there then. So, thank you very much for listening. This is the first episode of Unprofessional, or maybe not, we don't know, we'll see. Should be the first episode, but if you don't hear it, you don't hear it. So, I've been Emilio, and this is...
Callum Smile, or what's his surname?
Yeah, that's his surname, just say
Callum. Yeah, that was proper pretentious.
Do you want to go by Smiles? Do you want to go by Smiles?
Yeah, everyone else.
So, Emilio and Smiles at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
See you later.
Enjoy. Thank you very much. Bye. Da 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 da.